Welcome back to our journey through Lent with the Holy Fathers. I'm Dave Orsborne at St. Gabriel. Sitting across from me, day number two, Sister Felicity. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Sister Felicity is with the Sisters of St. Dominic, serving at Bishop Hartley High School. We're going to go into a reflection, Sister, from Pope Benedict, a general audience that he delivered back in April of 2006. But before we do that, you want to open us in prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, open our ears and the ears of our heart to hear what you wish to speak to us through Pope Benedict's words. Give us the strength that we need to persevere and continue strongly in this time of Lent, this time of conversion and turning towards God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister. So this is Pope Benedict from a general audience in April of 2006 for this Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent. Dear brothers and sisters, for a fruitful celebration of Easter, the Church asks the faithful in these days to receive the sacrament of penance, which is like a sort of death and resurrection for each one of us. In the ancient Christian community, the bishop presided at the rite of the reconciliation of penitents on Holy Thursday. Historical conditions have certainly changed, but preparing oneself for Easter with a good confession continues to be an action to make the most of, because it offers us the possibility of giving our life a fresh start and of truly having a new beginning in the joy of the risen one and in the communion of the forgiveness that he gives us. Aware that we are sinners, but trusting in divine mercy, let us be reconciled by Christ to enjoy more intensely the joy that he communicates with his resurrection. The forgiveness which Christ gives to us in the sacrament of penance is a source of interior and exterior peace and makes us apostles of peace in a world where divisions, suffering, and the tragedies of injustice, hatred, and violence, and the inability to be reconciled to one another in order to start again with a sincere pardon, unfortunately, continue. However, we know that evil does not have the last word, because it was the crucified and risen Christ who overcame it, and his triumph is expressed with the power of merciful love. The power of merciful love. What stood out for you, Sister?
As you were reading this, what stood out to me was when he said the sacrament of penance is like a sort of death and resurrection for each one of us.
Kind of caught me by surprise there, huh? Yeah.
And I thought, oh yeah. Like, I think a lot of us focus on going to confession, like, I'm going to die. This is a sort of death. You know, and then we come out, we're like, oh, I survived.
That's maybe a real encouragement to somebody that's been away for 20 years, right?
We all feel it, I think, at times. But the resurrection part we forget about, and that's really what we need to focus on. And he really emphasizes so many of the fruits of that good confession. Like, we experience the joy of the risen one and communion, the communion of forgiveness that he gives us, and interior and exterior peace.
I like that phrase too, Sister. Pope Benedict uses the sacrament of penance. I really like the word reconciliation. And I think part of it is with what he's getting at here in this, just the phrase, the communion of the forgiveness, that we're reconciled to Christ, but then we're also reconciled to the entire community.
Yeah.
The body of Christ.
Yeah.
And what's the phrase? There's all sin is personal, but it's never private.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we sin, we're offending God, but then we're also torturing the community.
Yeah.
And so this phrase, communion of the forgiveness that he gives us.
Yeah. And then he really details that later, where he says this is happening in a world where divisions and suffering and the tragedies of injustice and hatred and violence and the inability to be reconciled with one another, where that is going on. Imagine if everyone in those situations experienced the grace of reconciliation, of the sacrament of reconciliation, right? If we can experience God forgiving us, how much better equipped we are to forgive others and to reconcile with others.
Thanks for mentioning grace. Also, right, I mean, that's the difference between just going into a counseling session or sitting down with somebody and having, you know, a discussion about, you know, the need to come back together.
Right.
There's grace involved here.
Absolutely.
Right? So, big difference.
Yeah.
His final words, too, on the triumph, his triumph, the crucified and risen Christ, is expressed through the power of merciful love. So, something that everyone needs.
Triumph. Yeah, merciful love. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think we find that in so few places, right? So few people can we go to and say, I did it again, and I still did it again, you know? And they're going to unconditionally forgive us because they love us, because they want what's good for us. We don't experience that many places, but that's what we experience in the sacrament of reconciliation. And then I think then we have the possibility of envisioning it in other people and of giving it to other people, of giving that merciful love, where without experiencing it in the sacrament of reconciliation, we wouldn't even have that possibility in our mind.
And the grace and the confidence
to go carry it out.
Right. And, and the confidence to know that it's real.
Yeah.
Right. And you receive the merciful love and experience God's grace, then you know it's possible.
Yeah.
For other people.
And the joy, I think, that is really a sign of that. I don't think, you know, you experience it with every confession, but one thing that always comes to mind when I think of the sacrament of reconciliation is the UCAT. I don't know if you've seen the UCAT.
Absolutely.
And it has the little stick figure drawings at the bottom of each page.
It's like a flip book.
Yeah. And my absolute favorite is the page of reconciliation where you see the little stick figure. He goes into the confessional, and out of the confessional, you can see all these like symbols, like frustration and curse words, whatever it is, you know? And then he comes out of the confessional absolutely like skipping for joy. And that to me just sums up what confession can be and how we can experience the real joy of being forgiven.
I like how you explained it there, but what would you say to somebody? I made a joke earlier about for somebody that's been away for so long, calling it, you know, that what's
death.
I mean, and who hasn't been, have anxiety or fear heading into the confessional?
Yeah.
Is there a way, especially to those that have been away for so long, a word of encouragement, but just such a, I guess what I'm asking, sister, is a description or an encouragement of just really how easy it is to go into.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that with a little anecdote.
Okay.
Personally, I realized a couple years ago that I had never been to confession and had the priest like criticize me, condemn me, say anything negative towards me. And I thought, I've been to confession a good amount, you know, and to a lot of different priests, like in different countries, but I think probably my experience is not unique. And I feel apologetic for the person who maybe has experienced a confessor in a negative way. But I would say that is like 0.1%, right? That the more you go to confession, the more you can see that priest just as an instrument of God's gentleness and kindness and mercy on a human level too. They're human, right? So each one is going to have his own response. But I've only experienced the goodness and the gentleness and the like, patience of confessors who I'm sure hear the same things over and over and over again. And when they're sitting in the confessional for like 2 hours, I'm sure that's very wearisome. But I've never experienced that myself. And I mentioned this to a friend, like, oh, I just had this realization. Like, I've never had a negative experience of confession. She said, I haven't either.
Hmm.
And then she wrote to me later. She said, you know what? I went to confession because of that conversation. And it was something I could look forward to, because instead of focusing on myself and the like shame and the embarrassment and the death impending over me, I could see the beauty and that patience of that priest and the merciful love of God, right, through that person.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And what I always remember, I haven't had a negative experience either, but what I do remember from the confessions is the joy of the priest
in
granting absolution.
Yeah.
And it's just like, way to go.
Yeah.
Atta boy, you know. Thanks for coming.
And I always feel that way when I make the sign of the cross at the end. It's like, yes, I receive God's absolution, you know?
Triumph.
That's a triumph.
Fantastic. My encouragement, if I can offer one, sister, is to form the habit of a daily examine. It makes confession so much easier if you're spending that time with the Lord each day, just reviewing your day. Reviewing your triumphs and your shortcomings, it makes doing that examination before the actual sacrament a lot easier.
I would second that. So, absolutely.
There you go, folks. Do it. You've been listening to Journey Through Lent with the Holy Fathers. Dave Orsborne here with Sister Felicity from the Sisters of St. Dominic. Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen.